很高兴那个回到这里来看到弟兄姊妹们，心里面实在很得安慰。
I'm very happy that I'm able to come back and see the brothers and sisters in person.
前两个月没有回来，是因为教会里的一个特别的节目。
I was not able to come back in person for the past a couple of months because of some special program in the church.
过去一段时间，我总是思想教会里面的事工。
In the past few months, I've been the service or the ministries of this church have been on my mind.
深深的感觉到，今天教会里面真心侍奉的弟兄姊妹们不是那么多。
I have come to the realization that few.Are those who are really committed and faithful and who are serving in the church.
所以我就准备用几次的时间讲讲使徒保罗的侍奉。
That's why the Lord has convicted me to just plan to a few sessions to talk about the service and also the ministry of the Apostle Paul.
盼望从这么一位可以说是侍奉主的先进身上那个学习怎么样子侍奉。
That my expectation is that I would like to see each and every one of us that we would be able to know how to serve from this forerunner in the service for God.
请我们翻到加勒太书第一章。
Would you turn to the Bible to Galatians, the book of Galatians, chapter 1?
加勒太书第一章十一节到二十四节，我们要读。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 to verse 24.
我们只用中文读，然后英文就请你们自己看。
We are only going to read in Chinese for the English-speaking brothers and sisters. Would you read it together with us?
弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样竭力逼迫残害上帝的教会，我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加的热心。然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的上帝，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与输血气的人商量，也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的，唯独往亚拉伯去，后又回到大马色。过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见基法，和他同坐了十五天。至于别的使徒，除了主的兄弟雅各，我都没看见。我写给你们的不是谎话，这是我在上帝面前说的。以后我到了叙利亚和基利家境内，那时犹太信基督的各教会都没有见过我的面，不过听说那从前逼迫我们的现在传扬他原心所残害的真道，他们就为我的缘故归荣耀给上帝。我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，在你的侍奉上，我们不能不承认有许多的亏欠。
We have to acknowledge that we have fall short of your expectation in terms of service for you.
许多时候，我们在你面前所做的事情， 无论在内容在态度上都不能够满足你的心意。
We come to the knowledge that in many things that we have participated in serving you, whether in the content, the things we do, or in the attitude, the way we do the things, the way we serve, Lord, we cannot live fully to your expectation.
我们盼望借着使徒保罗侍奉的榜样。
But we pray today that through the example of Paul, the Apostle Paul, the example of his service to you.
让我们知道今后我们要如何的侍奉你，侍奉你的教会。
That we would able to learn what we could do in serving you and serving your church in the future.
祝福这个将要来到的这个周末的退休会。
Lord, would you bless us? Bless the retreat that's coming up this weekend.
使用你们话语的一些教训。
Lord, use the teaching of your word.
让我们在生活上，在侍奉上，都能够有所长进。
Lord, speak through your word, the teaching of your word, that we may be growing in the way we live and the way we serve.
祝福我们的教会。
Lord, bless our church.
让将要成为我们长老的两位能够更多的来教养我们。
Lord, may the two brothers who are going to be ordained and to be elders, may they be anointed, Lord, to teach us and shepherd us.
祝福你自己的话语。
Lord, bless your own word.
盼望我们能够让你的名能够得到荣耀。
Lord, we pray that your name will be glorified.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 我们都知道使徒保罗原来是个犹太教的拉比。
We all know that Apostle Paul used to be a Jewish rabbi.
他是极端的反对耶稣。
He was radically opposing Jesus Christ.
他也是极力的逼迫教会。
He also tried all he could to persecute the church.
我们都知道在使徒行传里头讲到保罗是怎么样子信主的。
In the description of the book of Acts, chapter 9, we saw the description of how Paul or Saul came to know the Lord.
因为他在到大马色的路上看到了复活的主。
On the way to Damascus, Saul saw and encountered this resurrected Lord.
他信了主。
He believed in him.
从此以后他就拼命地传福音。
From then on, he fervently preached and shared the gospel with others.
我特别强调，当他传福音的时候，他是拼命地传福音。
I want to emphasize the word fervently, that actually when he believed in the Lord, when he shared the gospel and preached the gospel, he did it fervently.
在哥林多后书第十一章。
In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11,
我们从23节到30节。
2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 23 to verse 30.
这里可以看到使徒保罗为福音曾经付上了什么样子的代价。
You can read from these verses to see the price that Apostle Paul paid for sharing or preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他在把自己跟那些假师傅们比，他说他们是基督的仆人吗？我说句狂话，我更是，我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的，被犹太人鞭打五次，每次40，减去一下。我们都知道这个是犹太人的一个方式，就是他们 不愿意违背或者超越神给他的界限，所以他每次打人四十下的时候，他必定要先减去一下，好，不要错过了那个数目，因为那是神定下来的规矩。
On the verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to verse 30, Paul was comparing himself to the false teachers at that time. He said in verse 23, "Are they servants of Christ? I am out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, being imprisoned more frequently, being flogged more severely, and being exposed to death again and again. 24, five times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes, minus one." Remember, over here, according to the Jewish custom, they didn't want to overstep the boundary that God has set in His commandment, about 40 lashes. So every time that they punish somebody, they would take one lash away from the 40 lashes. So they would obey the Jewish system and custom.
25节，被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇着船坏三次。一昼一夜在深海里，又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险、盗贼的危险、同族的危险、外邦人的危险、城里的危险、旷野的危险、海中的危险、假弟兄的危险，受劳碌、受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体，除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？我若必须自夸，就夸了关乎我软弱的事变了。我们就不再用英语重复了。这里就是保罗说到他在侍奉主的这个经历里头有着许许多多的遭遇。
From verse 25 to verse 30, we're not going to read it again in English, but over here talked about the experiences and also the things that Paul went through when he was serving God.
我们侍奉神的人，假如要写写关于自己侍奉的经历，恐怕很少有保罗这样子的经历。
If anybody who serves the Lord, if you're going to write something about the things that you went through or suffered through serving the Lord, I think few have similar experience as Paul has.
所以我讲，当保罗传福音的时候，他是在拼命的传福音。
So that's why I said that when Paul was preaching the gospel, he preaches fervently or at the expense of his own life.
他侍奉主差不多有30年的时间。
Paul served God for about 30 years.
在这30年之内，他把福音传播到当时罗马帝国一大半的地区。
During those 30 years of ministry of Paul, he has been able to share or preach the gospel to more than a half of the areas in the Roman Empire at that time.
他在亚洲跟欧洲这两州建立了可以说几十个教会。
He was able to establish several dozens of churches in the continent of Asia and Europe.
所以我们可以说使徒保罗是基督福音最伟大的宣教士。
So we can say unarguably that Apostle Paul is the greatest missionary for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
此外，他在神的启示跟属灵的恩赐上面所得到的，也可以说是在信徒里面最多也最大的。
Additionally, in addition to this, in terms of God's revelation and also God's grace and the gifting, Paul, Apostle Paul might be the one with the greatest revelation and also the greatest the gifting from God.
我们现在有的这一本新约圣经里头，有一半是保罗写的。
In the New Testament that we are holding in our hands, more than half of the scripture verses are written by Apostle Paul.
教会跟救恩的奥秘是从保罗显明出来的。
And in these things that he wrote in the New Testament, the mystery about the church and also the mystery about salvation was revealed by Paul in these the scripture verses he wrote.
神把这些从来没人知道的奥秘经过保罗传给我们今天的教会。
God has revealed these mysteries that have been hidden from the beginning of the world through Apostle Paul and to the churches.
我们可以继续地数算保罗的成就。
We can continue to just go on with the list of Paul's accomplishment.
可是就凭着刚才我所提到的这几点,
But just a few points I have listed just now.
假如我们现在称保罗是个最杰出的基督徒, 我相信没有人可以反对。
I think if just according to the few points I pointed just now, if I say that Paul is the greatest Christian in the world, I think nobody would actually object to that statement.
难怪在今天有不少的基督徒甚至于不信主的人都把名字叫做什么保罗。
No wonder even today, even in the world of believers and also those non-Christians, they would name themselves Paul.
为什么保罗会有这么大的成就跟启示?
Why is it the fact that Paul has received such great revelation from the Lord and also such gift from God?
毫无疑问的,神的托付跟恩典是主要的原因。
Without doubt, the main reason is that God has entrusted the revelation of the mysteries and also entrusted the gift with Paul and to Paul. And also, it's because of God's grace that he received such great revelation and gifting.
可是保罗自己也具备了一些特殊的条件。
But Paul himself has also he himself possessed some of the qualifications for this to be true.
让神的恩赐跟荣耀可以从他的身上那个彰显出来。
He possessed certain unique qualifications that God's glory and also God's grace may be manifested in him and through him.
弟兄姊妹,我们假如要被神来重用,
Brothers and sisters, if we want to be used mightily by the Lord,
我们必须要具备一些的条件, 让我们成为合乎他所用的器皿。
That we need to have some qualifications or some requisites to be able to serve as a vessel that is pleasing to him.
圣经告诉我们, 神给我们的恩赐, 恩典有多少?
The Bible tells us the amount or the capacity of the grace that God has given us or is giving us.
常常是看看我们这些器皿能够容纳多少。
Usually, it's dependent upon the capacity of us as vessels for God or the measure of us as vessel for God.
神做事往往跟我们是不同的。
You know, the way God does things is different from the way we do things.
我们可以看一下马可福音第四章。
If you could turn to Mark chapter 4,
马可福音第四章24跟25两节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 24 to verse 25.
这两节圣经我觉得是很宝贝的。
I think that these two verses are very precious to me.
主耶稣基督在这里讲，你又说你们所听的要留心，你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们，并且要多给你们，因为有的还要给他，没有的连他所有的也要夺去。
Over here, Mark chapter 4, verse 24 and 25, Lord Jesus Christ said in 24, Consider carefully what you hear, he continued. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. 25, Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them.
那这里很明显地告诉我们，神做事跟我们做事有不同的标准。
Here we can see very clearly that when God does something, He has a different standard from the way we do things.
当我们给东西给人，就是这个人没有，那我要多给他一点。
When we give something to somebody, usually we give it depending on the need of that person. If he's lacking something, then we give him a little bit more of something.
可是神是怎么样？跟我们的方法正好相反。
But God does things differently, actually contrary to the way we do things.
有的25节说还要给他，没有的连他所有的也要夺去。
Whoever has, in verse 25, whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them.
很简单，你给神奉献多少，那就决定神要给你多少。
It's very simple. The principle is the amount that you are going to offer to the Lord is going to determine that amount the Lord is going to give you.
你侍奉神，你有恩赐，你有爱神的心，神会多给你恩赐，多给你爱心。
When you serve, if you have the gift of serving and you have love of God, when you serve, as the consequence of serving, the Lord God is going to give you more gifting, more gifts, and also more love for Him.
假如你在神的面前，什么事情都自私，只顾着自己，钱也不肯奉献，力量也不肯奉献，时间也不肯奉献，你还盼望你从神那里能够得到什么恩典？
If you are very self-centered when you serve God and then you are unwilling to give up your time, yourself physically and also your money and also your energy when you serve, and it's no surprise if you are not getting anything more in return.
在此地告诉我们，假如我们在神的面前奉献多，神给我们更多奉献的能力。
And over here in the verse 25, it says very clearly that the more we offer to God, the more God will enable us to be able empower us to serve Him.
常常在教会里的最常听到的啊，我太忙，我太忙。
The frequently heard the complaints in the church is I'm too busy for serving. I'm too busy to serve the Lord.
神要对你说，你给我的时间愈多，我就给你更多侍奉的时间。
The Lord is saying over here that the more time you offered up to serve me, the more time I will give you, to multiply your time, to be able to serve me.
你成天都在为自己忙，神说我就不给你侍奉我的时间。
If just running around to do your own things every day, the Lord said, I'm going to take away your time.
所以这个是神的原则。
So this is the principle of God.
你若是多给的，多有的，他还要给你更多。
Principle of God is whoever has or whoever offers much will be given more.
所以你在神的面前，千万不要讲，神啊，你知道我很忙。
So don't even say to the Lord, before the Lord, saying, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm too busy to do this and this.
假如你这么讲，神说好吧，你去忙自己的。
Maybe God will just let you be, saying, okay, go ahead and do your own things.
你假如说是从早到晚都在侍奉神，神说我要给你更多的机会，更多的时间，让你可以更多的来侍奉我。
If you serve the Lord from morning until evening, 24/7, the Lord might say, okay, if that's the case, I'm going to give you more time, and I'm going to give you more energy so you can serve me more.
这次我要跟弟兄姊妹讲到保罗他所具备的第一个条件。
This time, the things I'm going to touch upon is the first requisite, the first qualification that Apostle Paul has.
神之所以看重保罗，因为他具备这个条件。
God values Paul a lot is because of the qualifications that I'm going to mention.
他的条件就是清楚正确的认识了他自己。
One of the requisites, one of the qualifications Paul has as a servant of the Lord is he has a clear and accurate understanding of who he is.
他怎么样子认识自己？
How does he see himself?
第一方面我们可以看到在提摩太前书第一章。
If you turn to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1, 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章第十二节到十五节。
If you turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12 to verse 15.
我感谢那给我力量的，我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。我从前是亵渎上帝的，逼迫人的，污慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信、不明白的时候而作的，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 12 to verse 14. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Verse 13. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor,and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. Verse 14, the grace of our Lord was poured on me abundantly along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. 15, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
所以弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗他的第一个条件就是他完全了解自己是什么样子的。
So brothers and sisters, it's very clear through these passages that the first qualification, the first requisite for Apostle Paul to serve as a servant of God is because he has a clear and accurate understanding of who he is.
他说我发现了原来我自己是这个世界上最坏的一个人。
He said in these verses that he thinks that I found out that I am the worst sinners of all in this world.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很重要的一个发现。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important discovery.
今天许许多多的人不肯信耶稣，就是因为他看不到这一点。
In current, in modern world, many people refuse to believe in Jesus Christ is because they fail to see this, that they are the worst of all sinners.
不肯信神，是因为 觉得自己不错，不需要神。
The reason that they don't want to put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ is because they think they are pretty decent human beings and they don't need God.
一个信神的人，第一件事情，他就要发现自己原来不是个好人，是个坏人。
The first requisite or the first prerequisite of coming to put your trust in the Lord Jesus is that you have realized that you are not a good person after all, that you are one of the bad sinners.
我1966年信主，一直到今天，我有一个很重要的发现。
I was born again in 1966, and even up to today, I have a very important discovery.
信主的年份愈久，我就发现自己原来比从前想的还更坏。
I found that the longer I have trusted or believed in Jesus Christ, actually I have a deeper sense, a deeper conviction that I'm actually much worse than I have perceived myself to be.
我跟弟兄姊妹们讲过不少次，就是当我受浸的那一天。
I've shared with brothers and sisters many times. It's on the day I was baptized.
教会你的弟兄姊妹们唱诗。
When I was baptized in the church in 1966, the brothers and sisters were in the church were singing hymns.
那一天他们唱的诗歌是 Holy, Holy, Holy.
The hymn they sang that day was Holy, Holy, Holy.
弟兄姊妹，当我站起来要往进食走的时候，我就觉得自己是世界上最丑陋、最卑鄙的一个人。
Brothers and sisters, as I was standing up and walking towards the baptismal, when I was hearing that this hymn was being played, I thought I was the ugliest and also the most wretched being in this world.
当弟兄们、姊妹们唱 "Holy, Holy, Holy"， 我就觉得整个的好像天上的雨水都淋在我的身上，在把我彻底的洗得干净。
As the brothers and sisters were singing the hymn "Holy, Holy, Holy", I had almost felt like the rain that was pouring down from heaven that completely cleansed me that day.
可是我觉得自己太脏，全天下的水都没有办法把我洗得干净。
But right at that moment, all I was thinking is I was too filthy. Even all the waters in the world, there's no way that they can cleanse me from the filth that's on me.
我带着眼泪从我坐的地方跑到上面浸池去。
So I went up to the baptismal pool in tears.
我不停地在哭。
I was just crying the whole time.
我的牧师在我的背上轻轻地拍来安慰我。
The pastor came up to me and patted on me and comforted me.
这么多年来，我一个不断的一个发现，就是发现我原来比我从前想到的还要更脏，还要更坏。
Over the years of being in Jesus Christ, there's this ongoing discovery that I'm even filthier, even more wretched than the first time when I was baptized, that my perception was.
弟兄姊妹，你若是看不到自己是个罪魁。
Brothers and sisters, if you cannot see or if you do not see yourself as the worst of all sinners,
你怎么会去爱这个你这么污秽肮脏一无价值的这么一个人？
How can you truly or sincerely love somebody who is filthy, who is wretched, who is of no value.
因为神不但拯救了你，神还要绝对的爱你。
Because God not only saved you from the wrath, God is also going to love you.
这就是为什么我要爱神，我要侍奉神，一直到我最后的一口气。
That is why I had the resolution that I will serve the Lord, I will love the Lord until my last breath.
因为我这么坏的人，他居然爱。
Because a human being, wretched as I am, and he came and loved us, loved me.
那么保罗还看到了自己的第二点。
Apart from this,the worst of sinners, Paul has made also a second point that he had a misunderstanding.
这是在罗马书第一章第一节。
If you can turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 1, Romans 1:1.
他说耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒特派传上帝的福音。
Romans 1:1, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God.
这个中文的仆人事实上在原文里头是奴隶。
Over here in Chinese, it's translated into a servant, but the original language says slave.
所以保罗在讲什么？他说我只不过是个奴隶而已。
So what is Paul saying over here? He said, I'm but a slave to Jesus Christ.
我之所以能够是使徒，是因为蒙主的呼召。
The reason that I can serve in this capacity as an apostle is because of God's calling.
我这样子去拼命的传福音，因为是主耶稣特别来指派我。
The reason that I can risk my life, I can serve God at the expense of my life is because God has entrusted me with this calling.
保罗说，我没有什么好的条件，我只配做一个最卑贱的奴隶。
So what Paul is saying here, I don't have a lot of a good qualities or qualifications. I can only be called a humble slave of Jesus Christ.
然后在哥林多前书十五章，他又讲这样子的话。
In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
十五章第九十两节。
1 Corinthians 15 verse 9 to verse 10.
我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫上帝的教会，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙上帝的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原本不是我，乃是上帝的恩与我同在。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 9 to verse 10. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Verse 10, but by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me.
保罗他提醒那些尊重他、崇拜他的人，他说：“你知道不知道，我在我同一辈的同工里头，我是最小的一个。”
So here is a reminder from Paul, to those people who are trying to exalt him, honor him, maybe even worship him. He said, "You know what? Actually, I'm the least of my peers. I'm the least of the co-workers that are working with me."
在教会里头。我们都喜欢做老大。
We always want to be number one in our church.
可是保罗说，我看一看在教会里头， 跟我同工的这些人，每一个人都比我好。
But what Paul is saying over here, I look around at those people who are working with me, those co-workers, and everyone is better than me.
最后，我们看一下《哥林多前书》第四章第七节。
Lastly, would you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. 1 Corinthians 4, 7.
使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
1 Corinthians 4, 7. For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?
保罗在这里说，我什么本事都没有，我什么恩赐都没有，我所有的一切都是神给我的。
What Paul is saying over here is, I have nothing. I not abilities, not gifts. Everything that I have,is given by God.
教会里的一个最大的问题，就是每一个人都觉得他比人家能干，他比人家更爱神，更多的奉献。
The one major problem in the church today is that everyone thinks that they are more capable than others, they love God more than others, and they offer more to the Lord than others.
可是保罗发现了他自己。原来是一无所有，一无所能，都是神的恩典。
But over here, Paul's discovery of himself, understanding of himself is that he had nothing, that nothing, not abilities, not gift, because everything he had was given by God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，一个真正信了主的人，必定会变得很谦卑。
So dear brothers and sisters, a person who truly knows God, who truly have encountered God, will become very humble.
谦卑，我个人觉得是信主的一个很重要的一个标记。
Humility or being humble, I personally believe is a true mark, of a believer or a Christian.
一个人信了主，假如变得更骄傲，他是假信。
If a person after believing in Jesus Christ or believing in God has become more proud or arrogant, then he did not truly believe in God.
一个真正信了主的人，必定会变得很谦卑。
A person who had sincerely trusted himself, trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ.Will indeed become more and more humble.
人的生命假如越老练，越多的被主所用，也就应该更加的谦卑。
The more mature your life will be, and also the more you have been used by the Lord, then the more humble you will be.
只有不信主的，没有看到神的荣耀。没有清楚正确认识自己的人才会把自己看得过高。
Only those who are not true believers, who have not truly believed in the Lord, who have not truly seen or encountered the glory of God, and who does not have a clear and also a correct or accurate understanding of them, who they are, those are the people who will be more and more proud.
一个不认识神，也不清楚正确认识自己的人，也不会心甘情愿的付代价去侍奉神和神的教会。
If you have not truly understood who God is, and if you don't have a clear and accurate understanding of who you are, then it's very hard for you to pay the price.Of serving God and serving His church.
在侍奉上，这种人在教会里的很难跟其他的人同工。
even if you are serving, it is very hard for this kind of people to get along with other people, the co-workers in church.
教会里头许许多多的问题都是出在这些人的身上。
Many problems arise in the church because we have this kind of people in the church.
因为他觉得自己很聪明，自己是这个最爱主，自己应该在教会里的掌权，这个都是一个人的一个失败的一个主要的因素。
Because they think they are smart, they think they love God the most more than other people, and they're fighting for the power in the church. And these are usually a few of the reasons that people fail when they work or when they serve the Lord.
所以我们要求主施恩给我们。
So we need to ask God to give us grace.
求主先让我们认识他是何等的荣耀。
We need to ask God to give us an understanding of how glorious He is.
接受他做我的救主和主。
To accept Him as our Lord and Savior.
弟兄姊妹，我特别强调，他是我们的救主，也是我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, I want to emphasize over here, the Lord Jesus Christ is not only our Savior, He is our Lord.
我们只要他做救主，我们不要他做主。
Sometimes we just want Him to be our Savior, but we don't really want Him to be the Lord of our life.
可是，他既然是我的救主，就必然是我的主。
But the fact is,if He is our Savior, He has to be our Lord, the Lord of our life as well.
所以我们先要求主，让我们看到神的荣耀。
So we first have to ask the Lord to be able to see His glory, God's glory.
其次，
Secondly,
我们要求他来光照我们。
Secondly, we will ask Him to illumine us or to just enlighten us.
让我们能够清楚正确的认识我们自己。
That we will have a clear and also a accurate understanding of who we are.
只有这样子，我们才肯心甘情愿不顾一切来侍奉神和神所爱的教会。
Only by doing these two things that we are able to come serve God and serve the church that He loves willingly and also at any cost.
弟兄姊妹，我要特别提醒你们。
Brothers and sisters, I would like to give you a reminder.
我们侍奉主的年日是很有限的。
The time is limited. Time is short. The days are short.In terms of our service for the Lord.
我从1970年侍奉主到今天，我就觉得这几十年的光阴好像一晃就过去了。
I started serving God in 1970. During this almost four decades of time, I feel time passed very quickly.
现在我所想的就是主还会给我多少的年日来伺候他。
The things that are on my mind is keep thinking about is how many more days or time that God is going to give me so I can serve Him.
我这个膝盖已经坏掉了，差不多60年。
I have really bad knees. Actually, they're virtually I'm not able to use the knees for about 60 years.
我对神讲，只要我这个膝盖还能够撑住我的体重一天，我绝对要为他奔跑。
I told the Lord that if ever my knees can handle the weight, my weight, that I'm able to use these knees and walk, I am going to continue walking for you.
我希望将来我见到我的主的时候, 没有任何的遗憾。
My wish is that one day when I see the Lord face to face, that there is no regret when I see Him.
假如我没有真正的做得满足他的心意,
If I have not lived up to His expectation,
不是因为我没有本事,
I wish if one day if he finds me lacking in my service for him, I wish the reason is not because I'm not capable.
希望我站在神的面前, 神没有跟我讲,
I wish I just that wouldn't happen. The thing that wouldn't happen is one day I stand before the Lord, and then the Lord will say, You didn't live up to my expectation because you are too lazy.
让我们不要忘记, 神应该永远在我们的生活里头去守卫。
Let us not forget that God is to always take the utmost importance in our life.
让我们先满足神的心意。
Let us live to fulfill the desires of the Lord first.
然后才去顾及到自己生活里头其他的层面。
And then we can think about take care of these different aspects of our own life.
求主恩待我们每一个人。
May God give us grace and bless us.
我们等祷告。Let's
pray.
主，谢谢你拯救了我们，爱我们。
Lord, we thank you. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for loving us.
但是你在儿女的身上有一个盼望。
Lord, but you have, your wish for your children is.
盼望这些孩子能够完成你留在世上的一切的使命。
Your wish for your children is that your children are able to accomplish the mission you have left on this earth.
千千万万的人还在流浪。
Thousands of people are still walking astray from you.
他们甚至于都没有机会能够听到福音。
Some of them didn't even have an opportunity to hear of the good news, the gospel.
他们不知道什么是救恩。
They don't know what salvation is.
求主能够时时刻刻地提醒我们。
Lord, would you remind us constantly?
那些人要听福音。
Those people need the gospel.
那些人要从你的口里面听到福音。
Those people need to hear the gospel from your mouth.
主，你怜悯我们的教会。
Lord, have mercy on our church.
怜悯我们每一个人。
Have mercy on each and every one of us.
我们每一个人自称是你儿女的。
That those who are so-called your children.
自称是你仆人的。
Those so-called your servants.
让我们能够不遗余力来传福音，将来见到你的时候，不至于使你失望。
Lord, would you give us, would you grant us that we are able to expand all of ourselves to preach the gospel for you?
祝福我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
Lord, bless our brothers and sisters.
盼望保罗的榜样一直在我们眼前。
May the example of Paul will be always set before us.
我们这样祷告。 靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.